This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. We've referenced this well-known passage in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. And it's interesting what leads into this passage on God, quote, giving over the unrighteous to their sin. That's a form of God's judgment when God just removes his restraint and lets the flesh of the unrighteous, of the unregenerate, go where it wants to go. See, God is restraining the world through the Holy Spirit right now. The world would be far worse than it is if God completely pulled his restraint away. It would just devolve into complete and utter chaos and violence. There's this contrast here before this section in Romans 1, verse 18. Starting in verse 16, actually, it says, "For I, Paul writing, am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Yes, those who are homosexual and transgender, they are not beyond the power of God for salvation. Let's be clear about that. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Nothing to do with your ethnicity either. Verse 17, "For in it," the gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." So in those two verses, it talks about how we can be declared righteous by God. It's through faith, not by earning favor with God through our works. We could never do enough to earn favor and be perfect before God. We've already done sinful things, so we can't overcome that by doing good things. We must believe by faith in what God has revealed to us about how we can be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. And then this section begins in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." Here's a key phrase: "who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Remember that phrase. Verse 19, "because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his, God's, invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21, "for even though they," this is the unrighteous, "even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened." And then it goes to this downward cascading levels of sin, from heterosexual immorality to homosexual immorality to complete depravity. And the chapter ends like this: "and although they know the ordinance of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death, eternal judgment, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." That is what is taking place in our society today. There is a suppressing the truth, God's truth, in unrighteousness. So you just constantly tell lies. You call what is sinful good. You jam society with this over and over and over again in every area to desensitize people to this and normalize it to them. This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.